Kim Jong-un is right making a pretty abundant case on why having nuclear weapons makes a lot of sense. And it's kind of hard to see why eventually conclude, and a number of other nations eventually conclude, that their best defense is nuclear weapons.
Kim Jong-un's major speech on nuclear weapons this week was not only about, I told you so, you know, we need these nuclear weapons, but he was explicit that countries like Libya and Iraq that didn't actually achieve nuclear weapons status paid a heavy price. North Korea's nuclear weapons program is now absolutely irreversible in his mind. It's necessary. Other countries, you're right, looking at this, that is definitely the lesson. That's why deterrence cannot be assumed.
The Iranians remember 1980 to 1988. They remember that war with Iraq. That really got them started on their really serious nuclear program because so many of them had been hit with chemical weapons and they lost a few hundred thousand people. And so they look at the array of countries that supported Saddam Hussein, not exactly an angel, and the array of countries that are arrayed against them now, and they're almost identical. There's one big change, and that's the Soviet Union was actually on our side with Saddam, and the Russians are now helping Iran. Chinese played both sides last time, and they're kind of, you know, doing things under the table this time. And so given that, and given a paranoia that was there beforehand, they're going to start going for a nuclear weapon again. And it's just a matter of how long it'll take them. And then, you know, will we or the Israelis or whoever go after them? Who knows? So, yes, there might be a deal, but the Iranians have every incentive, just like the North Koreans, to, in fact, have a nuclear capability, not necessarily just to extinguish Israel or anything like that, but to prevent what's just happened from happening again.
As Dove has mentioned, with an Iran nuclear weapon, it may be that there is no alternative to periodic bombing of Iran's nuclear weapons program if they're not going to give it up, because that's a more cost-effective way for us to take it out and to set it back than to try to effect regime change that we cannot do from an air campaign.